am again, the virtual Peter Kirk. In today's visit to Kirkland's past, I'll tell you about a teenager from years ago and a mystery that remains to this day. In the late 1920s, Kirkland drugstores, shoe shops, cafes, and other businesses offered goods and services to families living nearby. People worked and played together in the community, but it wasn't a completely safe place to live. Some young men gathered in groups and harassed girls on the outskirts of town. Halloween might even bring window soaping, broken gates, or property damage. Though people became accustomed to some rough behavior, one event on Halloween Eve in 1926 shocked and disturbed them all, puzzling locals to this day. As the event unfolded the morning of October 30th, 1926, a teen with dark bobbed hair, blue eyes, and freckles woke up and started her day. Typically, Letitia Whitehall rose early, prepared breakfast, and packed lunches for her father and older brother, who worked at the Silla logging camp in Redmond. One of eight children, she also had younger brothers and sisters who needed care and attention. Letitia helped her mother to wash the family laundry every other day, assisted with other chores, and attended school. Letitia kept in touch with friends from her previous hometown, Redmond, sending letters to them through the mail. Settling into a new home in Kirkland and anticipating the start of the school term, she writes,
"Dear Gladys and Thora, how are you kids by this time? I'm fine. I like this place all right, but I sure do hate to start school tomorrow. I don't know anyone that I have to go to school with yet. Well, when are you kids coming over to see me? Give Margaret Johnson my address. Well, I can't think of anything else to say today, so I guess I'll have to hang up for a while. Don't forget to answer my letter soon. Your very true friend, Letitia."
On the afternoon of October 30th, it was a Saturday, Letitia had an appointment with Dr. Chester Dobbs, a dentist, for two fillings. Walking from her home in Sheffield Street near the top of Rose Hill to Market Street in downtown Kirkland, she stopped twice along the way to ask friends to accompany her to the appointment. Neither friend was able to accept. Finishing her dental appointment around 5:30, Letitia stepped outside to begin the walk home. A community member, Lois Coleman, later reported seeing her in front of Pratt's Barbershop. She walked along Kirkland Avenue, probably hoping for a ride home, and when she reached the corner of Kirkland Avenue and Orchard Street, which is now known as 6th Street, the tragedy and questions unfold. Letitia was never again seen alive. 2 weeks later, her body was found in the Sammamish River near Kenmore. The local newspapers covered the action as a stunned community grappled with the most shocking event since the 1893 financial crisis. Investigators arrived from Seattle. After delving into the case for 5 months and trying an innocent man, the crime remained unsolved. Interested individuals continue to explore and try to explain the circumstances. But to this day, no one knows for sure what happened on that autumn evening, 79 years ago. The smiling memory of Letitia Whitehall and the mystery of her death remain to this day.